Well, just when he thought it was illegal for internet users to copy and share music on the internet, a court ruling says it's okay. The decision allows companies to continue distributing internet file sharing software. Harvard Law School's John Palfrey joins us now from Waterton, Massachusetts. Good to have you on the program.
Thanks, Rhonda. Good morning.
Well, let's take this and break it down a couple of ways. First of all, what does it mean for the users of the internet, the users of these services?
It's an interesting point, and I think it's being talked about wrong, actually. It still is illegal to trade copyrighted materials using these peer-to-peer networks. The only thing that's really different is that the technologies, the post-Napster technologies, are not now per se illegal.
John, good morning, Jim Wagoner.
Good morning, Jim.
The notion that Apple is providing this service at a cost of 99 cents per individual title, it doesn't strike me as being a real threat to eliminating the illegal supply of downloadable music. At what point, I'm wondering if anybody knows the answer, at what point does this become a 50-cent download will eliminate the piracy, or is there any economic level that will do it?
It's almost exactly the right question to ask, I think, and people, for instance, Gartner G2 is studying this very closely, looking at the business models that will work. I think Apple's announcement today that they're focused on a consumer-friendly, fun download system with the recording industry as part of it is sort of good news for people trying to find a way to make money in this. But just as you suggest, if something is free or you could get it for a dollar, it's hard to say that the incentive is really there. But I think that the recording industry, by going after individual users using the court system, is trying to fight back, and the Grokster opinion is sort of a step back for them in that regard.
What happens to some of the other services that weren't exactly named here? You know, there are other, Kazaa, for instance. What happens to these companies, if anything?
Rhonda, another good question. Kazaa is complicated because its technology was linked up with Grokster, Morpheus, the others that are in this opinion. Kazaa didn't defend the suit, so they actually aren't let off the hook officially. My guess is that this is certainly good news for any of those other technologists, but they still are going to be somewhat in limbo. But it's also important to note this is not over yet by any means. This is an early part of the decision, and I think you're going to see a legislative push just after this opinion to try to fix the law, where we've got a lot of uncertainty that's roiled up now by this Grokster opinion.
John Palfrey of the Harvard Law School, good to have you on the program. Thanks.
Thank you.
And we have this note from the entertainment sector. If you can't get enough